CBS News on the Hour. Real news, real reporting.
I'm Bud Mishkin. The latest concern of firefighters in California is the Maria Fire in Ventura County, just north of Los Angeles. 11,000 acres, zero contained. KCAL TV's Tina Patel.
When Mike Holwick saw the helicopters, he started to feel better about how his Satakoi neighborhood might fare in the Maria Fire. He was out trick-or-treating with his kid when the fire sparked.
Neighbor called, told us that the neighborhood was on fire and I better get home quickly. Everything was just all igniting, the tree lines, all the brush. It really looked like a volcano. The ash was going everywhere. We were getting ashed on here.
Like many of his neighbors, he started packing up. But when he saw firefighters start to pull in, he decided to wait it out.
We have six fire trucks on our street. As soon as I saw that, I was like, I can rest easy a little bit.
James and Rachel Page had to evacuate their Northern California home abruptly during the Kincaid Fire and went to a hotel, where Rachel gave birth to a baby girl. The story on the East Coast is an early freeze. Patrick Burke of the National Weather Service.
We have freeze warnings in effect from the National Weather Service local offices all up and down the eastern seaboard from southern Connecticut down to the Washington, D.C. area, and including the Carolinas and on down through Georgia.
In Iowa, CBS's Ed O'Keefe is on the campaign trail, talking to Democratic voters about the impeachment inquiry.
The Democrats are pleased to see it happening, say it should run its course, even if the Senate holds a trial and ultimately decides not to remove the president. We spoke with a few voters last night who said it will not have been a waste of time. It will have been an exercise of the Constitution and something that should play out.
Not surprisingly, a different response from the president.
You can't impeach a president who did nothing wrong. You can't impeach a president that has the greatest economy in the history of our nation.
In Chicago.
There's no place for this savagery in our city.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, a 15-year-old boy is under arrest, charged with attempted murder. A 7-year-old girl is hospitalized, fighting for her life. She was hit by a stray bullet as she was trick-or-treating on Halloween. The Santa Anita Racetrack in California has been the site of 36 horse deaths since last December, and six in the last 6 weeks. This weekend, the track is hosting one of the sport's marquee events, the Breeders' Cup.
Horse racing, if you look at it worldwide, it's a small issue. So hopefully they get the track under control.
Hopefully it's just two safe days of racing.
Yeah. Are you worried about it?
Yeah.
And it's a special day for Macy's. Macy's has begun testing the balloons for the 93rd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is Macy's official Susan Tercero.
Every character is different, but all of them have to fly. So all of them have been created and designed in order to really maximize that buoyancy and get them up in the air.
This is CBS News.
Don't miss the unforgettable documentary, Mike Wallace is Here.
Mike Wallace at Large on the CBS Radio Network.
Available now on DVD or on demand from Magnolia Home Entertainment.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
KCBS TV's Nicole Comstock now with the story of Christmas in November.
A day after Halloween, and Christmas toys are already piled high at the entrances to big box stores across the country. Kids can't believe their eyes.
I like to see it early.
Neither can their parents.
It's ridiculous. They haven't even got through Thanksgiving. And they had that stuff out before Halloween was over.
The holiday shopping season is almost a week shorter than usual this year, since Thanksgiving and Black Friday land later in the month of November. In response, stores like Walmart, Target, and Best Buy are offering holiday deals way ahead of schedule.
I wake up in the morning.
Bruce Springsteen is going to the movies this weekend. Rolling Stone reports he'll be a guest programmer on Turner Classic Movies today, discussing two movies, The Searchers from 1956 and A Face in the Crowd from 1957. Springsteen has often likened his songs to movies because he writes in character. Bud Mishkin, CBS News.
Now,
From the studios of News 8, live, local, San Diego's talk and breaking news. This is AM 760.
Sneak attack on a cop. I'm Eric Roy. That's one of the stories we're following on AM 760. A San Diego police officer suffered an injury to his face early Friday morning when he was assaulted in the Gaslamp Quarter by a man dressed in a Jesus Halloween costume. The SDPD says the man sucker-punched the officer, then fled. After jumping almost 2 cents yesterday, the average price of regular gasoline rose by nearly a penny this morning to just under $4.06 per gallon. The Auto Club blames production outages at two L.A. area oil refineries. And at 8:30 this morning, Operation Dress Code will give female veterans a free shopping spree to outfit them with professional wardrobes for entering the civilian workforce. This report is sponsored by the Bob Baker Auto Group. The Bob Baker Auto Group has 12 popular new car franchises plus hundreds of certified used vehicles, all located in relaxing car country Carlsbad. See it all from the comfort of your home at bobbaker.com. 52 degrees at Lindbergh Field, and they have a bye this week, but the 7-1 SDSU Aztecs appear to be bound for a postseason bowl. AM 760 KFMB talk and breaking news.
AM 760 KFMB presents Auto Talk with host Brian Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian right now, 1-800-760-KFMB.
All right, good morning, folks, and welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is Kevin, my brother, co-hosting. Good morning, Kevin. How
good
are
morning.
You today?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yep. And a cooler, crisper morning the past couple.
I just wish there was a little more moisture in the air. My lips hurt.
Oh, God. I'm glad you shared that with me. Well, we're doing better this now. Thanks a lot.
This dry weather, it can go away.
It is. It's going to. It's headed out. Very unfortunate. Thoughts and prayers go out for all the folks, you know, up in Northern California, Los Angeles County, Sonoma, etc., with the fire concerns that they've dealt with. Thank goodness that we, except for some small ones, have not had to deal with too much of that here. And let's keep it that way this year for sure. Always troubling this time of year when these fires do break out, and concern for the folks that are involved. So thoughts and prayers go out to everybody that is involved. And for first responders, thank you, as always. Amazing, awesome job doing what you do. And you keep a lot of us safe. Although we do lose some structures, we would lose a lot more if it wasn't for all of them. So thanks for all you do. Good stuff. All right, folks, thanks for joining us here. Boy, November 2nd. Now, Christmas is truly just around the corner without question. So
it's only like 50 nights of sleep from here on out.
Yeah, I hope you know what you're buying your car for or vehicle for Christmas. You're not buying your vehicle anything?
No.
Why? Well, that left him speechless. Okay, we're going to move on now. He doesn't know why he's not buying his vehicle. So anyway, all right, folks, thanks for joining us this morning. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified for over 27 years up there now, taking care of folks in North County. West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 8044 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved and SMOG certified out there in El Cajon, East County, taking care of folks for over 6 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks for over 3 years in Central San Diego, right around the corner from the station here now. And we have West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. Previously was Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmissions, Dan's facility on Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, taking care of folks over in the Golden Triangle since April now. But Dan's facility was there for quite a few years, almost 30 years as Miramar 76. All of our employees at the West Automotive Group, along with myself, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all have the same philosophy. That is, we never put money ahead of people. We're here to help you with your vehicle, and we never recommend repairs or service on any vehicle that we wouldn't recommend to our own family member, whether it be wife, kids, mother, father, etc. We take care of you like family. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest financing for vehicle service and repairs on approved credit. We have several arms of this to help you out if you do need assistance with it. And it gives you 6 months to pay it off with no interest. So a great way to go. And you can reuse it over and over again. Take advantage of our no-charge CertiCare transmission diagnosis. You think you have a transmission problem? Get your vehicle in. Even if it's been diagnosed elsewhere, rechecked. We see a lot of vehicles that people have told they need a transmission and end up not. We do have free shuttle rides to or from work or home. You'll see our little Kia Souls running around all wrapped up at every location. We will get you home and get you picked back up, or get you to work, get you picked back up after we're done servicing your vehicle or repairing it. We also have low-cost rental vehicles available at all four locations in case you need a vehicle for the day. We're there to help you in any way we can and give you most cost-effective service and repair and quality, along with the ease of dropping your vehicle off and getting about town as need be. Go to westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com, and you can make your appointments, see what we're all about. You can click on the Auto Man also and see my segments where I'm the Auto Man on the CW on Friday mornings on the news. So there, you can get that through our website. And you can also pick up any podcast for Auto Talk Radio. Just click on Auto Talk Radio, and if you've missed any of them, it'll take you right to the page where they're all at. That's through westautomotivegroup.com, westautomotivegroup.com. This morning, you can give us a call, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362, 1-800-760-5362, as we're talking about how important it is to get a check engine light or service engine soon light checked when it stays on and flashes on your dash. How important is it to get that diagnosed? Can it go to other issues? Sure, it can. How important is it to have it diagnosed properly by a quality facility? This is one of the things that I often talk about, and I often tell folks the best money ever spent on any repair, when it's a drivability or check engine light repair, et cetera, is the money you spend on the diagnosis with a qualified technician at a quality facility. That will save you so much money in the long run. You don't know how many cars we see come in that have had parts thrown at them by somebody that was doing what they call free diagnosis. Or just trying to diagnose a vehicle and not qualified to do so. You never see that, do you, Kevin?
All the time.
So, well, and some of the things people do to cars is amazing, well, right? I mean, you're like, whoa, who did that?
And this is the thing, too. You can get an O2 sensor code because, I mean, it could be, because if it's running lean on one bank or rich on one bank, you can get an O2 sensor code because it sees the leanness or the richness. When it could be mechanically an injector stuck or whether it be stuck closed or stuck open or whatever, but electrically it's still working fine, so it wouldn't set an injector code. It would only set the O2 sensor code.
Let's face it, there's a million different things that can cause issues with a vehicle and set different codes in different systems that are not repairable by replacing the component in that system directly, right?
Yes.
So, and it happens all the time. And we see it. So we get, like you said, you get oxygen sensor air fuel ratio codes. A car comes in, it still has oxygen sensor air fuel ratio codes, and it's got two or four brand new air fuel ratio. Now that's expensive. You just spent a heck of a lot of money.
Especially if you just had a PCV valve leaking and because so, that can affect all
laugh,
four of them.
But we see this a lot. We do. So you know. And not just with that, but that's a great system that you often see things where people will have replaced items and it's not helping the scenario whatsoever. But then you can also create more issues, or people repair things that let's say people end up with a vacuum leak, like a PCV line, and they try to repair it with something that's not original equipment style. Cars are so sensitive now to the size of tubing, the size of hose, et cetera, used, that you can still have issues. And now you've kind of masked it because you kind of fixed it in a way that's not so great.
Well, you know what else I've seen a lot of? I've seen a lot of spark plugs. They can cause misfire codes. And, you know, it could be a good spark plug, but unless you run exactly what the manufacturer put in there in these day and age. So, I mean, if your car comes with an AC Delco plug and you put an Autolite plug in there, you can get misfire codes from that.
And that's one of the things that we talk about. You're right. At the West Automotive Group, items like that, we always use what the manufacturer, what the vehicle came with. If it came with NGKs. We put NGKs in it. Nippendenzos. If it came with Bosch, it's a German car, we put Bosches in it. Some of the German cars now are coming with Nippendenzos in them, though, or AC Delco or Motorcraft or Champions for if you put a platinum plug into a Chrysler that requires a copper plug in it, you will get drivability problems.
Well, and this is the thing, too. The manufacturers put millions of dollars into stuff to make this thing right. And the problem is normally you're not going to make it better by putting a split fire spark plug in there.
No. And I don't even think those exist anymore.
I don't think
we
so
strongly
either.
Do not recommend them. All right, folks, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. Let's grab Zoe in Bay Park. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing awesome this morning. How about you?
Good, except for the allergies with all the dryness and the pollen. I'm okay.
Kevin was just complaining about that too. So
I'd rather be a little humidity in the air.
Yeah, just a tad would be grand.
For sure. What you got going this morning, Zoe?
Well, the reason I'm calling is I listen to you folks in the morning every Saturday. And my housemate just purchased a 98 Dodge Caravan a few weeks ago. And the gentleman from whom he purchased it had spent approximately $1,600 chasing codes, chasing problem with the car. What would happen is once he'd get up into third gear, it's an automatic, he'd get up into third gear, he'd started to have chugging. So he's thrown $1,600 at it. And finally, he decided to sell it, but he said, here it is. I went to this other guy. He said, the brain. It's the box, the plug-and-play box that you put in there. Mm-hmm. Well, he put it in, and guess what? It was not the problem again. So that was another $600 the gentleman spent.
Oh, no.
I said, look, go to West. They'll charge you $99 for the diagnosis, maybe a little more if it takes longer, da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, he went up there to see Nick up in Kearney Mesa. I think it's Nick, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And so he went up there, and he was a little recalcitrant and thinking, oh, geez, this place is so nice. They're just going to, it's going to be expensive. Well, he returned to pick up. He picked up the van yesterday.
Okay.
And they had told him it was a wire harness. It was going to be $3,000, which it's an expensive part.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so forlorn because it's an older van. It's a work van. And going up there, though, he was unable to have that repaired with West because of the, cost.
Mm-hmm.
However, Nick spent considerable time with him, talking to him. The guys, I guess, when they pulled it down to diagnose it, did some separation of the wires because some were arcing across and all of that. But he came home and he, excuse me.
No problem.
He said, I'm so happy. I know what it is. Nick gave him some alternatives and he has a path to getting this handled without having to pay, $3,000 for a $1,600 van.
Gotcha.
And one of our mutual friends took him up there. She was so impressed. She says, I'm bringing my cars here from now on. These people are amazing. So I wanted to just thank you.
Well, thank
and
you.
All of your people for being who you are and for servicing our community.
Well, no problem. Naya, thank you for your call, and I'm glad we get your friend taken care of. And you are right. Nick and all my guys up there in Kearney Mesa also are amazing, just like all the guys at all the locations, and work really hard. And this is a good point where we don't always, sometimes to repair something like this, and typically a repair like that, if it's in the wiring harness and the wiring starts to come apart and create issues like this, it's an expensive repair. Sometimes we can do a small repair to fix the current problem, but it may come back later and things like that. We try to give options, like you said, but a lot of times, we just spend a lot of time to forewarn folks if we're going to do something like that, which it sounds like, Nick spent quite a bit of time with your friend there.
He did, and by the way, they did something to separate the wires as best they could. he drove it home and he says, I didn't have a problem all the way home, so I have a little bit of time to try to figure out how I'm going to get the, the way to get it done. So thank you for helping him.
No problem. And that's what it's all about. We're here to help folks. I mean, and the way we do it is through cars. So thanks for your confidence in us, and we appreciate everyone as a customer and like taking care of them. So, and I really appreciate you giving us a call and letting us know how well Nick did.
Oh, well, thank you very much for being here, and you guys have a great, great day.
You too, Zo. Have a wonderful weekend. Take care now.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That's a great point when it comes to sometimes repairs, and I know what she's talking about. I'm not on this specific vehicle, but I will talk to Nick on Monday because now I really want to know. But I bet you anything that, you know, on those Chryslers, we've seen harnesses where they get oil down in them or cooling up in, they start to corrode and all the insulation starts coming off and the wires start causing shorts inside of them.
Yeah, the petroleum doesn't, it tears up the rubber because rubber is a petroleum product too. So it will start to, like, I'll call it melting it.
It does.
Because it, like, yeah.
Exactly. Hey, Zo, thanks for the call in. We always appreciate it. I love hearing
Thank you for
that
taking
stuff.
The time to do that, actually.
Absolutely, because it's good. It's great to hear. And all the guys at all locations and girls, because I have several females that work for us, but they do an amazing job. And their heart's in it, and that's why. I mean, hear about, and how we take care of people is through helping with their cars as best we can. So, and making sure you get the right information and not throwing parts at things. Good stuff for sure. 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. Let's take Margaret and Poway. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have never called in. I have listened to you all. I have a daughter-in-law that's expecting, it could be between now or the next couple of weeks. But
well, congratulations.
Thank you. I really need transportation because I have the grandkids. I have we have two family members that have been dealing with cancer, and we have a almost 34-year-old that had a head injury 5 years ago. He's a Berkeley grad, but if you saw him now, you would think he was born retarded. So there's going on in our family, and I bought a car from a mechanic that my husband has trusted over the last few years, and he got it from Cars for Kids, a 2007 Honda, less than 100,000 miles on it. But in the last few weeks, I've only had it maybe a little over a month, there's a fluttering of the red shape of the battery that comes on.
Okay.
And it was, the outline of the red outline of the battery, it was coming on for sometimes just a couple of minutes and then it would go off.
What, and then, Margaret, what make and model of car are we talking about?
2000 Honda Civic.
Okay. Okay.
It has a sky roof and supposedly, what do they call that? A GPS, but it's just kind of the old-fashioned, old-fashioned GPS. But I don't even use that. But so then what happened the other day, though, it was staying on, the red battery light was staying on a lot longer. And I just drove it now down from Escondido all the way to Poway, and it stayed on the whole time. And then just a few minutes before I called you, the radio stopped. There was a flashing, there was a yellow light, ABS.
Okay.
That came on. And yesterday, the mechanic, it stopped on me, and he said, well, maybe you left a light on. And I know I didn't, but he jump-started it, and he said, well, it's holding the charge. It's not the alternator. In his mind that I probably left a light on. But this has been a problem from almost the get-go when I first got it. And Auto Club actually even checked the battery and said it was low voltage, but it was they thought it was still a good battery, and they thought the alternator was okay. And he said I'm not a mechanic, but maybe there's some loose wires around the battery, but it's never done what it just did a few minutes ago, and that's flash these other things. And oh yeah, and yesterday what happened was when it conked out, the
outline, the yellow outline of the engine came up. And the mechanic said, oh, that'll probably go away. He cleared some codes. He said that's probably just from it being the battery.
Yeah. So on this car, a couple things here. A loose battery cable, yes, can cause issues like this. More likely a bad diode in the alternator. Something's not working all the time or charging right. Well, so really what you need is somebody qualified to test a charging system and diagnose it, because it sounds like to me that nobody's doing any testing. They're just kind of guessing.
And you know what? When the lights come on like that, when you're driving, it's because the battery voltage is getting so low that it starts getting rid of certain modules to keep the car running.
Correct.
So it'll like the ABS will stop working first, or this or that. That way it's not using as much energy.
Yeah. So
does that mean I won't have brakes?
No. You'll have regular brakes. Brakes are hydraulic mechanical, so it's not electronic on that car. But the problem is
something underneath there to check the codes and stuff. And
yeah, but that just pulling codes doesn't diagnose a vehicle, and it's highly likely that the vehicle set codes because of the battery voltage issue where it's dropping down voltage. And once it drops below a certain voltage, the charging voltage, like 12.2, then it starts to flicker that light. It'll turn the light on. And there's all kinds of things that happen with a charging system like that. You have an issue in the charging battery system for sure. I can guarantee you that. And somebody needs to diagnose it properly, because starting to throw an alternator, battery, other things at the car can get quite expensive. It could be as simple, though, as you have a cell that's starting to short out in a battery. And by moving around, driving intermittently, it does that. So all the time, battery tests don't show that. You have to sometimes go through the VAT and draw test and all that. The simple battery tester that they use doesn't always show that. So.
But then maybe I just need a new battery.
You could, but I wouldn't just throw a battery at the car, because then again, you're just putting parts on a car and you're not sure.
This is one of those cars that's going to have to be
cost for diagnosis to at your place in Escondido.
You're looking $99 to diagnose it properly.
So. And then does that get credited towards repair?
No, ma'am. That money is the time spent for the technician to diagnose the vehicle property. Like I often say, that's the best money you'll spend on any repair, because it keeps you from throwing money at a vehicle. So
Yeah. So they would know for sure if I needed a new battery or if it was more complicated than that.
Correct. And we go through all the testing to know for sure. And like I said, that money's way better spent than it is throwing a battery at the car, than throwing an alternator, than doing a wiring repair. Like the lady that just called in, whose friend had a van that they put, over $2,000 in to find out from us that the wiring harness had an issue. The other work was done elsewhere. And people were guessing, just throwing parts at a car.
Right. Exactly. That's what I feel this mechanic is doing. Like when he said, you probably left the light on, and I know I didn't.
We at the West Automotive Group, we don't deal in problems. So what we deal in is diagnose it properly, give you answers. This is what's wrong and options on how to fix it.
Do you have cars there too? Because I really can't be without a car.
We have a special deal with the rental car companies, very cheap per day. So if you needed a car for the day, it's very inexpensive.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Yep, okay, so I know if I were to have Auto Club tow it, I can get one car, one day rental for
free.
There you go.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
But I hate to use a tow when I just started the new year. Okay, well, thank you. And what are your hours? You're closed Sundays, correct?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. Yes, so we're open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday for service and repair. Okay, and they're open today 8 to 12 for vehicle intake and delivery.
I see.
In Escondido.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I drove by them the other day, and I thought, that's the place that I see near the hospital that I hear on the radio. Thank you so much.
No problem. If you have any questions, go ahead and you can jump on westautomotivegroup.com or give us a call at 760-741-0071 at Escondido. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. All right, folks. That great call, great questions. But Once again, the best money you will ever spend, and I never stop saying this, is the money you spend on diagnosis and repair. Here's what we found also. Sometimes we, it's funny, I've had people tell me like, oh, this place, if you do the repair with them, they'll absorb the thing. They just hide it in there. We see this. We know it. That's not fair. That's not how we do things at the West Automotive Group. Everything up front. So, yes, you'll pay for the diagnosis. Yes, you'll pay for the repairs. You know, if we proceed forward, obviously, we get you a diagnosis, tell you exactly what's going on. But here's the key to that. I'm not hiding things. I don't want to take this and hide it to make you feel like you got a great deal. It's just not a fair way to treat people and not the way I want to be treated. So, and we all live by treat people the way you want to be treated, for sure. No question about that. If you do that, life's a good thing, no matter what you're doing. All right, we're going to take our bottom of the hour break here real quick. Give us a call, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. You listen to Auto Talk Radio at 760-KFMB.
AM 760 KFMB.
Hi, it's Brian, the founder of the West Automotive Group and host of Auto Talk Radio and the Auto Man on the CW San Diego. We've been treating customers like an extended part of our family for over 20 years. Our philosophy is we never put money ahead of people. Making time to get your vehicle serviced and repaired is the last thing on your list. We make it easy since we know your time is valuable. Enjoy use of our free shuttle rides home and to work or a low-cost rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced or repaired. West Automotive Group services and repairs your vehicle to manufacturer specifications, and we back our repairs with some of the longest nationwide warranties. Take advantage of our no-charge transmission CertiCare diagnosis at one of our four state-of-the-art facilities in Escondido, El Cajon, Kearney Mesa, and now Miramar UTC. For your ultimate automotive service experience, book an appointment now at westautomotivegroup.com. Experience the true meaning of satisfaction guaranteed. That's westautomotivegroup.com.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS 128231, Equal Housing Lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Attention homeowners! Dreaming about that home improvement project? With a strong housing market, chances are your home's value has gone up. And with a 15-year fixed interest rate of just 2.75% with a 3.005% APR, a cash-out refinance from Cash Call Mortgage could lower your interest rate and give you the cash you need for those home improvements. At Cash Call Mortgage, we're a direct lender and we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing cost. Whether it's for home improvements, getting rid of debt, or just putting away extra money for that inevitable rainy day, Cash Call Mortgage could mean achieving two great financial moves with just one call. The cash you need now and a lower interest rate. For a free quote to see if you qualify, call Cash Call Mortgage at 800-786-1675. That's 800-786-1675. 800-786-1675.
You own a timeshare, and it's the time of the year for eye-popping maintenance fees arriving in your mailbox. How much will it be this time?
You're kidding me. This is ridiculous.
Really? How much do you actually use it? Is it really worth all that? The vacation times you want never seem available. Your fees keep going up, and now you're getting slammed with more costs. Still having fun?
That's it. I'm out.
Timeshare Freedom Group is ready to help you escape your timeshare money pit. We've guided thousands of people like you through the freedom process. Let us help free you from your overpriced, useless, money-draining timeshare. We're the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. And we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now. Call us at 866-585-2400. That's 866-585-2400. 866-585-2400. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office.
Timeshare Freedom Group, we set you free.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts SECRET to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text SECRET to 85850. That's SECRET to 85850.
CBS News Update. California crews were homing in now on the so-called Maria Fire in Ventura County, northwest of Los Angeles. CBS's Donya Backus.
The Santa Ana winds that have fueled the fires for days have shifted direction, and here in Ventura County, that means the fire warnings continue into the weekend.
More than 10,000 acres have been charred. KCAL TV reporter Randy Page in Santa Paula.
At Bill Hollywell's ranch, the fire jumped the road, setting his citrus trees on fire.
Every time I see hear a helicopter, I just sort of smile. You know, I said, man, they're doing their job.
A firefighter came running and grabbed his garden hose. Then more arrived, stopping the fire in its tracks.
The Kincaid Fire north of San Francisco is about 70% contained now. 121 square miles have been burned. About three dozen homes damaged or destroyed. The cause of the fire has not been determined. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
Now, from the studios of News 8, live, local, San Diego's talk and breaking news. This is AM 760.
Ballooning border busts. I'm Eric Roy. That's one of the stories we're following on AM 760. The San Diego sector of the U.S. Border Patrol announced yesterday that agents stopped more than 58,000 people attempting to enter the U.S. illegally during a 12-month period between 2018 and 2019. That's up from 38,000 during the previous 12 months. A 20-year-old man who beat a 56-year-old man to death near a pedestrian bridge behind Petco Park last year is going to prison for up to 6 years. Dominic Wells was sentenced yesterday. And police raided an illegal marijuana dispensary in Chula Vista yesterday and arrested six people. This report, sponsored by Fiesta de Reyes in Old Town San Diego. Celebrate Dia de los Muertos at Fiesta de Reyes and Old Town State Historic Park November 2nd and 3rd with vibrant altars, entertainment, beer garden, and face painters. Details at FiestaDeReyes.com. Mostly sunny today, 51 degrees at Lindbergh Field, and the San Diego Gulls topped the Colorado Eagles 5-4 at Pechanga Arena last night. I'm Eric Roy, AM 760 KFMB Talk and Breaking News.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock, and Kevin's still over there laughing at himself, so we're all good. What?
It's having Saturday morning. I'm still not awake yet.
Oh, you should have some coffee.
I did, two cups. I'm ready for another, though.
Gotcha. All right, folks, give us a call, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362, 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related, happy to talk to you about. Do want to remind you, the show is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there, without question. We do not stock nor sell anything else at the West Automotive Group. And I'll tell you why. The quality of their batteries is amazing, without question. And if you were to look under the hood of our vehicles or motorcycle seats or wherever or whatever it is, you'd find an Interstate battery in the vehicles of the cars that we own and my employees own, without question, because we know, technicians know, they are the highest quality battery out there. That is why, if you need a battery for your vehicle, check out the westautomotivegroup.com and we will get you an Interstate installed without question. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts. They have batteries for everything. They have a storefront at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University Avenue. Interstate Batteries, battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. I can't say anything else about them.
They start my car.
Started my car too. Several times. So it is what it is. I got stuck one time and ended up with a battery that was not an Interstate battery. Let's just say I was at a spot that something happened. It was actually New Year's Eve. And out to dinner, come out, issue with the battery. The battery is really old and this. It wasn't even my car. And ended up with another type of battery in it. Big had to. Now you got to get going, right? No Interstate battery around at that point. So ended up with another type of battery. And you know, that battery didn't make it 6 months in this friend of mine's car. Nope. Nope. So I was like, let's put an interstate in that bad boy. Make it happen. But it did get us out of a jam where we were. So it is what it is. Sometimes that does happen, but it is what it is. So interstate batteries, definitely the highest quality batteries out there. Wouldn't recommend or sell anything else, and definitely wouldn't put anything, if I have it available to me, wouldn't put anything else in my vehicle. All right, let's grab Kirk in San Diego. How are we doing today, Kirk?
Good morning.
Good.
What's he got going?
So I got a 2009 Chevy Malibu. They replaced the battery on it. It was a two-year-old, 75-month battery on it. Replaced the battery. It keeps draining the battery. The radio does not turn off when you close the door and turn the ignition and pull the key out. So it keeps draining batteries.
Okay. Okay. So the module's not going to sleep on it, I would presume, inside the radio. That does happen.
I got to tell you, I got a 2004 Chevy Silverado, and the funny thing is, because a lot of these radios now don't shut off until you open the door. So if you turn the car off and pull your key out, the radio will keep going. I mean, it's supposed to do that. You open the door, and it should turn off.
It should shut.
This is the funny thing is, my truck sometimes you open the door, and the radio won't shut off. But if I push my finger on the switch a couple times, because it's starting to get, you know, I'm assuming the grease is getting sticky in there, or the contacts are getting dirty, mm-hmm. it'll shut the radio off then. Gotcha. So, I mean, there is a possibility this Malibu could have a problem with the door switch even.
Yeah, yeah, or it could be inside the module. That's going to really need to be diagnosed, because you don't want to just replace the radios. Are expensive. Those factory radios are extremely expensive.
And you know what? I have to say, the factory radios, normally, you don't have issues with them very often.
Well, every now and then we see one that we have to replace. But for the most part, I agree with Kevin. It's highly possible that the command for the radio module to go to sleep and shut off is not being tripped. So whether it be a door switch, a connection, something like that, is having an issue. So that's why it stays on like that. So, and
someone suggested the dome light may not be going off as well.
Well, that could be part of the door switch too, because it's all part of the same switch.
Yeah, if that's going on, yeah. So, and once again, there's a whole process we go through when draw testing something like that, and then tracking down and figuring out exactly why it's not shutting down. So and can become very frustrating, because it will kill a battery. It's the amp draw is too high, and that battery can't make it overnight, and it will actually drain a battery keeping the radio on.
Yeah, it's my son's car. Obviously, he doesn't really care too much about it, but he told me.
I think he'd care about it when you come out to get in and it won't start and you can't go anywhere. But yeah, it's going to have to be. It could very well be, like Kevin said, the door switch on the thing. Okay. But I would not throw parts at that thing, because there's so many other things it could be,
especially
too.
The price of batteries these days.
Yeah. A good battery is expensive. Yeah, for sure. And it will also not only drain the battery, but you do that enough times, it kills the battery. The batteries are not made to be depleted like that. So especially car batteries.
I had a two-year-old 75-month battery in there that it killed.
Yeah,
it'll do that in a heartbeat. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So yeah, if we can help you out with that, let us know. It'd probably be not too bad a diagnosis, and the repair may be very minimal, to be honest with you.
Okay.
All right, Kirk. Hey, thanks for listening, and have a safe weekend, and take care of yourself.
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
So, great question on that, because can, once again, throwing parts at that car, like somebody might just be like, oh, it's the radio. You know, like I said, the first thing, it could be the radio module. You said it could be the door switch, could be the wiring. There's all these things that are involved in this, and a lot of times it's a simpler repair than replacing the whole module or something like that. How many times do we see people have recommended computers, like on that Caravan, and that we didn't do someplace else, they put it or sold it to somebody and it doesn't fix the problem.
Computers do go bad.
They do.
From time to time.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? That's what I'm saying. The manufacturer builds these computers pretty tough. A lot of times it's not the computer. I mean, see computers go bad.
And sometimes we have to upgrade software, et cetera. But more than not,
you have a wiring problem.
We have a wiring problem, a sensor problem, a connection problem, something like that going on, more than not. So we have a rule about computers. Once they pass what we call the burn-in period, in other words, this computer's over a year old, unless something causes a driver to fail in it directly, it's not going to fail. So and when I say that, like something shorts out and burns a circuit in the computer, well, then it's done. You know, that could happen. You could have a wiring issue that or a short on something or something happens that does damage the computer. We've seen it before. We've seen solenoids short out and take out the driver, too high of amp draw, and
yeah,
it kills the computer. So, but the key to that is to diagnose the solenoid, know what's wrong with it. You got to replace that, do your testing, and then if you need a module, put the module in. So important stuff. All right, folks, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. We got some great, interesting calls today about different items when it comes to. And most of them, the key to this is proper diagnosis by a qualified technician to save you money. And like I was saying before we went to the break, one of our big things, and one of my big things is that whether it's my treating my employees or the way we treat our customers, all of us is treat people the way you want to be treated. It's extremely important, and if you do so, things are so much better when it comes to. The answer you get from us when diagnosing the car and all that may not be exactly what you're looking for. In other words, it may not be the information that you were hoping for, but you will get the right information, that's for sure, and you'll know what you need to do.
Sometimes the right information, well, let's face it, always the right information is better. Not that we want to hear it at that moment.
Well, the wrong information, even, you know, if somebody does that and tries to make it cheaper on you, this is not going to fix your car by throwing parts at it.
Even when it comes to anything else that I hire somebody to do in my life, I want to hear it was only $100, but that's just not reality most of the time.
Yeah, and the other thing that we've definitely learned along the way is that by omitting information when you're telling us about the car doesn't make it cheaper, and it doesn't doesn't help. So make sure that you give all the information to what's going on, and by doing so, you can help us get the vehicle fixed right the first time, diagnosed properly, and all that, which is extremely important.
Well, it helps too if it's something weird going on with the car. The most information you give, it's always better because it can help me diagnose it a little faster, especially if I have to go out and drive the car for 45 minutes and I didn't know that.
Exactly. Well, those are always helpful items when you're doing. So if you want a vehicle diagnosed properly in a cost-effective manner, you want to take your vehicle to a facility that charges for diagnosis time without question. These guys, all the guys that work for me, the technicians that I hire, the master tech, these guys are qualified to 110% to do what they need to do. And yeah, we charge for their time spent without question, because that's the only right way to do it.
Well, it's not only that, the equipment that you have to use on cars these days is expensive. And you know, it's like they're always coming out with new, you always have to buy new sockets because they're coming out with new bolt heads. I mean, this, it adds up. So but not just paying the person as part of this, it's part of the equipment, it's part of the software we have to keep buying to update computers and stuff like that. So
Very true.
There's a lot that goes into it. I mean, then of course, you know, your faculty, you're working and you have to pay the electricity bill and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, there's a lot that goes into that money.
There is a lot that goes into that, and therefore diagnosing your vehicle properly, the only way to do it is by a qualified technician, a quality facility with quality tools to do so, like you said, and all the proper equipment to do so that we spend a lot of money on doing. So, such as we're one of the few independent repair facilities that have the new AC machine, the R1234J111 or whatever it's called.
I know the numbers keep getting longer on this Freon. It started out as R12.
Yeah, this is R1234. RJ or
don't
J,
ask
something
me.
Anyway, so boy, I'll tell you what. If you have a car with that new Freon, boy, aren't you in for a surprise if you get a leak? The Freon on that stuff is uber expensive, uber, and we buy it in 10 pounds.
So,
that's it.
And I haven't done the research on it yet because I'm really not dealing with any of this stuff, so I don't really need to yet. Why did they come out with a new Freon this time?
Oh, it's environmentally friendly.
Okay.
Till next year. And they need another one that's more.
And then they start pointing out all the problems that was with it.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, remember when we went from R12 to R134, the big thing was the 134 is great for the atmosphere. So why are we switching to a new one then?
Correct. I understand. I don't know. I'm not the scientist.
I'm just
the guy that fixes the cars. I just need to know about that stuff.
Sometimes it's politics.
Sometimes it is. I don't know. But once again, it does take less Freon in the system. I will tell you that. These systems operate on, most of them are like 0.8 pounds.
Okay, so this is like, it's more efficient then.
That's what they're saying.
So it may not be
They're just using less of it, which makes it better for the environment.
Well, yeah, and I guess if you have a leak, it's better for the environment.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's less to leak out in the atmosphere then.
Could be good. All right, folks, we're going to have to take our last break. Dan, hold on. We'll grab you as soon as we come back here from our last break. 1-800-760-5362. 1-800-760-KFMB. 1-800-760-5362. As you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB. Be right back after these messages.
AM 760 KFMB.
I'm so grateful for West Automotive Group. They've been longtime supporters of KFMB and therefore of all of us. And you've heard the owner, Brian Bowersock. He's the host of Auto Talk Radio Saturday mornings on KFMB and also the Auto Man on the CW San Diego. West Automotive Group, an amazing family-owned business, and now they are San Diego's largest independent automotive and transmission service and repair facility. And they know your time's valuable, so they make it easy for you. You get a free shuttle ride to and from work or to home or a low-cost rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced or repaired. Take advantage of their no-charge transmission CertiCare diagnosis at one of their four convenient locations, Escondido, El Cajon, Curtie Mesa, and now Miramar UTC. West Automotive Group, where they never put money ahead of people. So for your ultimate automotive service experience, book an appointment now at westautomotivegroup.com. And they'll service and repair your vehicle to the manufacturer's specifications, and they back the repairs with some of the longest nationwide warranties. These are my guys, westautomotivegroup.com.
Are your windows looking a little old? Do they whistle when the wind blows? Where's all that dust and pollen coming from? Are they hard to open and close? Old windows can waste a lot of energy, can make your house feel drafty, let in noise, dust, and pollen, and worse, they may pose a big security risk. Take advantage of huge Black Friday savings on beautiful, energy-efficient window replacements from Dreamstyle Windows and Doors, featuring Pella. Save the most money all year with no payments and no interest for 2 years. Or choose low monthly payments. Save $300 per Pella window and $800 per Pella patio door, and our install is backed with a lifetime warranty. Keep breathing in all that car exhaust, dust, and pollen, or call Dreamstyle Remodeling for the perfect solution from Pella. Hurry, call now and schedule by November 29th for huge Black Friday savings. Call 619-354-2283. 619-354-2283. 619-354-2283. Visit DreamStyleWindows.com.
Dreamstyle Remodeling of San Diego, Inc. License 995-160B.
You know, California now mandates that you initial 4 pages and sign a 5th page of a 23-page document stating that you've done your research before choosing a solar contractor. The state does this because there's so many bad actors out there. And that's why I love telling you about Palomar Solar and Roofing. These are one of the good guys. So there's a whole process here. When you're doing your research here, you can go to the California State License Board website and you can look up any contractor before having them come to your house. And when it comes to solar, you got to make sure they have a C10 electrical license and a C39 roofing license, because that's just going to prevent any blame game down the road. But Palomar Solar and Roofing is one of the few that has both. So it's one of the reasons why I chose Palomar Solar and Roofing and why I'm so honored to tell you about them. These guys do it the right way. 760-504-0388. And of course, with the per panel monitoring on top of that. Professional, no pressure, no gimmick consultation for free. 760-504-0388. PalomarSolar.com.
Be a little social. Get up with 8 weekday mornings at 6.
I mean, this story is touching a lot of people on social media.
We're getting a lot of reaction, obviously, on our Facebook page. Really
well thought out arguments there from our viewers.
I so appreciate you sending in your pictures.
I love that these puppies are all up with 8.
What a cute dog.
Social media is buzzing about Denver.
We have a poll on our website.
Yeah, we asked you to weigh in on your favorite teachers.
Share your pictures using the hashtag #UpWith8.
Be a part of the conversation.
This morning, we want to hear from you.
Weekdays on News 8 this morning.
Life gets busy, and it's easy to take a lot of things for granted. Like when you use one of those thin toilet seat covers. Those were invented back in 1942. Do they actually provide protection? Or using the 5-second rule. Is it really safe to eat that food? What about everyone's belief that double dipping spreads germs? Is there a chance it may not? And dog lovers, how safe is it to let them lick your face? We verify all these old wives' tales. Monday on News 8 at 11.
AM 760 KFMB.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Sorry, I was listening to that. Right, me and Kevin were laughing. The dog, how safe is it to let him lick your face? Probably not that safe. I'm gonna go with no. I'm out.
I said just make sure you feed him good food then, right?
Oh, God. There's my friend Ron, his fiance, they have this wiener dog, and it's like old and it's happy. It loves everybody, right? And the thing's got the worst smelling breath that I've, I mean, you can't live within 3 feet of that thing. You're all, what do you feed that dog, man?
Well,
and it's on a special diet. They feed it beets and something else. And I'm all, my God, you should get it something for its breath. There's something wrong with that dog. Anyway, let's get back to something important here. Greg, thanks for sharing. Greg shot me an email. Good point here. He's all, I took my van, my Kia minivan to a shop, not the West Automotive Group, because the power steering was making noise. It was diagnosed as needing a new pump, and it would be about $800. He was told it was not an emergency. He stalled spending the money and then found someplace to do it a little cheaper. They replaced the pump, and the noise didn't go away. And I don't mean to laugh, but proper diagnosis obviously is important. Turned out it was the pulley, an issue. We've seen this on these Kias where the composite pulley starts making noise. It's just a pulley replacement. Could have had it done, you know, for way cheaper. And now I have a spare pump, he says. Next time the West Automotive Group will be properly diagnosed my vehicle. Hey, Greg, thanks for your email on that. In these stories, I like sharing them with us. And once again, that goes back to the point that it's very important to have your vehicle diagnosed properly without question. You will save so much money and in the long run.
Because even if it's an expensive repair, you're going to save the money with all the little things you were putting towards it.
Well, because you put all those things on the car, didn't fix it, you still got
to
fix it.
So you still had to spend that money, too.
Story. Great story, Greg. Amazing story. Thank you for sharing so much. I really appreciate it. Let's grab Dan real quick. I'm going to get him before we have to go off the air. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to have to do this kind of quick because I'm going to run out of time, but I wanted to get to you before we go.
I have a 2010 Prius. The satellite system for navigation and the XM radio has got a problem.
Gotcha.
The radio stopped working. It became intermittent and then stopped working entirely. It was initially diagnosed as the antenna, and they wanted to rip out the headliner and get into it that way. That was one dealer. Didn't do that. Subsequently, the navigation system was intermittent. It would stop working and then come back on, stop working, come back on. Now it doesn't work entirely. Dealer number two says it needs to replace the entire head unit. Any ideas what might be going on?
We do see failures in those head units. I will tell you that. The antenna thing, not so much.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. When you say it quit working, do you mean it quits getting signal, or the face goes off,
What was it actually doing?
The satellite system, initially the XM radio would work for 5 or 10 minutes, and then it would become a very interrupted signal, and then stop functioning. Okay. The map. Same thing happened. It would stop working, and I get this signal, unable to read data. Please check if the map DVD is correct.
Oh, it could be something with the connection for the antenna then, too. Yeah. That's a hard one diagnosing it.
That's the thing, because you got a radio module now. The question is the module just stopping it
both of them are reporting that they're not getting a signal, right? That's what it comes down to, both those systems.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's I might get a third opinion there for sure, without question.
Is it something a radio shop, a car radio shop would be better
No, because that's a factory car system. No, somebody like us, or unfortunately, I know you've been to the dealer a couple times, different opinions, but yeah, no. So, hey, we're going to have to go, Dan. Hit me up at westautomotivegroup.com, or you can email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com, and I'd be happy to help you out. San Diego. Thank you, Dan. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. Smart Investing crew's rolling into the house now. Big old smile over there, Mr. Brent. Everybody, have a safe, wonderful weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, keep the top up and enjoy. We'll see you next Saturday. This has been Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB.
AM 760 KFMB.
West Automotive Group. Whether your personal vehicle or a fleet of vehicles needs service or repair, go to West Automotive Group. Brian Bowersock, he is San Diego's car guy, right? He's the host of Auto Talk Radio on Saturday mornings at KFMB, which is the only radio show that I have ever called into. And also, he's the auto man on the CW San Diego, and his customers have been receiving top-of-the-line maintenance and repairs since 1992. They make it all easy for you, right? A free shuttle service to and from work or your house, low-cost rental vehicle if you need that, while their professional ASE-certified technicians provide you with the ultimate automotive experience. Take advantage of their no-charge AAA 40-point vehicle inspection with any service or repair at one of their four convenient locations: Escondido, El Cajon, Kearny Mesa, now Miramar, UTC. West Automotive Group, where they never put money ahead of people. You can book an appointment, westautomotivegroup.com.
Here's a reminder. When you need to know, all you need to know is AM 760 KFMB San Diego.